Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 24, 1805. More cold and more ice. Lewis writes today that the mountains they see in the north may be an extension of the Black Hills that the French traders and Indians spoke about at Fort Mandan last winter. Clark perpetuated this geographic misconception in his post-expeditionary maps. These mountains were actually small ranges on the eastern edge of the Rockies. Military and railroad surveyors in the mid-1800s corrected this mistake. Captain Clark writes about today's activities.
A cold night. The water in the small vessels froze 1/8 of an inch thick, and the thermometer stood this morning at the freezing point. We set out at an early hour and proceeded on. At 9 o'clock we had a breeze from the southeast, which continued all day. This breeze afforded us good sailing. The river rising fast, current very rapid. Passed several small islands, two large and two small creeks. The first of those creeks are small rivers, 1.5 miles above our camp, is 30 yards wide and contains water, and appears to take its rise in the North Mountains, which is situated in a northerly direction about 20 miles distant. 2.5 miles higher, a creek falls in on the larboard side, which is opposite a large village of barking squirrels. 3 miles still higher, a small creek falls in on the starboard. 13 miles higher up, a small river falls in on the larboard side, which is 40 yards wide and has running water. The stream appears to take its rise in the South Mountains, which is situated in a southerly direction 30 or 40 miles distant. I walked on the high country on the starboard side and found it broken and dry, some pine spruce and dwarf cedar on the hillsides. I sent one man 10 miles out. He reports a similarity of the country back. I killed a fat buffalo a short distance below the place we dined. 2 canoes and 6 men we left to get the meat did not join us this evening. We camped on the larboard. The cottonwood in this point is beginning to put out a second bud, the first being killed by the frost. Captain William Clark, May 24, 1805.
The first creek mentioned today is North Mountain Creek, presently Rock Creek in Phillips County, Montana. The second creek is today's Sand Creek in Fergus County, and the third creek, also in Fergus County, the captain's called South Mountain Creek, later known by either that name or Armell's Creek. The mountains mentioned are either the Judith Mountains or the Moccasin Mountains in Fergus County. The Judith Mountains were named by Clark after Julia or Judith Hancock of Fincastle, Virginia, whom he married in 1808. Tomorrow, bighorn sheep.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.